أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. This is the night that we call in many languages Sham-e Ghariban, which means the night of those who are gharib, who are all alone without any protection. There's not much that can be said except for remembering the sorrow, the grief. But before I speak about that, and we try to take our hearts to Karbala on this lonely night for the Ahlul Bayt of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, I want to remind us of a hadith and hopefully the implication of it on this night, this day, with what you all have been involved with. There's a hadith that says, إِنَّ الْحُسَيْنَ مِصْبَاحُ الْهُدَى وَسَفِينَةُ النَّجَاةِ. Hussein is the lantern of guidance and the ark of salvation. This is a very true hadith. All of the ahadith are true. But this is a very special hadith that we need to take into consideration, think about, and try to implement. Is there anything practical about this hadith? Yes, there is. This is very practical of a hadith. What is it? When you came here this morning and you wept, you cried, you shed tears, you heard the story of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, you cried for hours, you've been crying. The way you made that spiritual connection with Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, you didn't come here, just mention some things and leave. You made a spiritual connection with the Imam. All of you, I'm sure, did. All of us, hopefully myself included, I hope. I know you all did. According to hadith, when you make that spiritual connection, that heart, the attachment of the heart with Abu Abdullah, that it's able to tremble, to break, for tears to flow from the eyes. When that happens, we have hadith. I don't know if any of you were thinking about this when you were crying. But when you cry for Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, even if you don't ask Allah for forgiveness, hadith says if you cry for Abu Abdullah, your sins are forgiven. Okay. If you cry for Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, God forgives your sins. When you make that connection with Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, what happens if it's the heart? If one is touched, if you remember Abu Abdullah, your heart breaks, you shed tears. What happens? One thing is, I just said, whatever you've done, see, we've come to a certain point in our lives, right? We've done things, we've got involved with filth, sins. There's a thick layer sometimes on that heart. When you come and you hear this, it breaks. Okay. The heart breaks. You shed tears. It removes that filth. It's like you are jumping on board the ark of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Does it end there? That's the question. That's something practical we want to take from this hadith. You come on the day of Ashura, your heart broke, you shed tears, you jumped on board. Are you going to remain on board that ship, or are we going to come off? It's up to us, brothers and sisters. It's up to us. When you stay on board that ship, Abu Abdullah teaches you many things. Abu Abdullah brings you many things. Don't think that, oh, if I remember Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, what happens to Tawheed? What about prayer? What about this? Abu Abdullah gives you that. How can you remember Abu Abdullah and not remember his last words? Ilahi ridhan biqadha'ik tasliman li'amrik. How can you remember Abu Abdullah and not remember that? How can you remember Abu Abdullah al-Husayn and not remember that when Dhuhr time came, Abu Abdullah said, this is the time for prayer. People stood in front of him, they gave their lives, arrows came. We read the Maqtal, 13 arrows were counted. This is besides what the swords did to this man. Just to allow Abu Abdullah al-Husayn to pray. Imam al-Husayn gives you prayer. Imam al-Husayn gives you true spirituality. Allama Qadi Tabatabai, may Allah bless his soul, one of the urafa. One of the spiritual instructions that was given, some have said, is ziyarat Ashura on a regular basis. It gives you spirituality. It gives you that connection with Allah. Some of the ulama even go this far. And don't misunderstand it. I'll explain what the problem is with our understanding and what they're saying. They say, when you want to pray, before or after, if you want to have a spiritual connection with Allah, remember Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Right? You know what the difference between our understanding and what they're saying is? We understand it superficially. It says, say assalamu alayk ya Abu Abdullah. Don't have any feelings. Just say ya Abba, assalamu alayk ya Abu Abdullah. No. This is why we're mentioning, we jump on board that ship if we have that connection with the heart. If the heart breaks, in remembering Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, that broken heart is where God can now, the filth is broken off. See, that's what happens. When the heart is now clear of the filth, then you can have a spiritual connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not superficial. You don't just say it and not understand what you're doing. You got to remember Abu Abdullah and cry. Really cry. Make that connection with him. Make the connection the way you did today. Abu Abdullah is, as the hadith says, مِصْبَاحُ الْهُدَى وَسَفِينَةُ النَّجَاةِ. You need to hop on and stay there. So he gives us everything. What's practical about this? Let me put it in this way. Are we going to continue this throughout the year? We mentioned this before. Why is it that Abu Abdullah is supposed to be remembered on a weekly basis, on a daily basis. Some of the reasons we've talked about before, but one reason we're mentioning now, which is very important, is that spiritual development that we were talking about the last two nights, is that you're able to move along that path of spiritual development. Ayatollah Behjat, every Friday, had a session. He had someone come. Remember Abu Abdullah, shed tears. That's what's important. Cry. Many of our ulama, this was tradition, the ulama have that, it's based on hadith. Remembrance of Abu Abdullah in this way, not superficially. Have it in a way, do it in a way. We heard some very beautiful poetry these days. And if it's recited with sincerity, if it's recited with sincerity, inshallah, all the reciters develop this. Inshallah. If the reciter connects, his heart connects with the imam, inshallah, everybody else is going to be able to connect as well. That should be the objective. We should do everything to accomplish that. If we continue this, brothers and sisters, a person who's developed that relationship with Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, Abu Abdullah al-Husayn is going to give them everything. He will give them everything. If you're looking for spirituality, I'm telling you, ulama have said this, especially for people like us. Maybe for others, maybe it's a little different, which I don't think so. But for someone like myself, with a filthy heart, you want to get close, there's barriers. Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. Again, don't confuse it. It's not superficial. If you make it superficial, leave it. Don't do it. It's not important. Sometimes it's counterproductive. I was having trouble this afternoon. Some of those lines, I was honestly reading it. If I read that line about what they did to Abu Abdullah al-Husayn and this heart doesn't break, there's a problem with that. I shouldn't read it. My heart is going to become rock solid if I keep reading these things and it doesn't break and I keep reading it. Ulama say, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't become too descriptive about what actually happened there unless you're really, really, really ready to hear that. And just a slight touch of it and get it over with. Because if you hear it, the heart doesn't break, that's counterproductive. It has the reverse effect. Remembrance that is going to lead to one's heart breaking, shedding tears. Abu Abdullah, he saves souls. I have seen this too many times, too many times. You all have probably seen as well. All of us have seen. What Shia has not seen this? But sometimes, you know what happens? We neglect it. We don't see it. Abu Abdullah saved me. Imam al-Husayn saved me. The cries in Muharram saved me. If you look back, you look into your past, you realize it was Abu Abdullah al-Husayn salamullah alayhi that saved me. Sallallahu alayhi ya Abu Abdullah. Sallallahu alayhi ya Abu Abdullah. Let's take our hearts to Karbala. I don't know if it's possible to have this light off as well, so we can feel what they felt. Sallallahu alayhi ya Abu Abdullah. Sallallahu alayhi ya مظلومون أيها الشهيد بكربلاء عطشانا May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. My beloved Imam al-Hussein. My beloved oppressed Imam. The Imam that was slaughtered by the shores of the Euphrates while his mouth was dry of thirst. Sallallahu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Where are you to see what they're doing to your family? Earlier today we read, while Abu Abdullah al-Hussein was alive, they tried to attack the tent. Abu Abdullah cursed them. He said, I'm still alive. Ya Abu Abdullah, where are you to see what they're doing? These ruthless men with women and children, if they did not have that much humanity in them, that when a call was heard for an infant to receive water, they could not allow that infant to live just because he was carried by Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. How are they going to treat women and children? It's a very difficult time for the family of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Try to picture the scene. After the women and children came out, when they saw the horse of Abu Abdullah, Dhul Janah, coming to the tent, they ran to see Abu Abdullah in the position he was. When Abu Abdullah's life, when his soul departed this world, what did those men do towards the family of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein? Now these thoughts. But what can we do? The only one that's there that can protect others is the Lady Zainab Salamullahi Alayha. The Lady Zainab plays an important role on this night. She's the one that protects the children. Imagine what she has to go through. She sees some man chasing this daughter, other man chasing other daughters.
us. Things are being snatched from the household of Abadullah. Do I go save this little one? Do I save the other one? Many times she had to stand between the child and the thugs when they were beating on these children. The lady Zainab had to take the beating. صلى الله عليك يا عقيلة بني هاشم. No wonder she's called أم المصائب, the mother of all calamities. She did not only lose her brother hours ago, now she has to protect her brother's children and the other women. Try to imagine the scenes. There's not much description in books. You have to imagine what these thugs would do. You hear stories. These thugs, la ilaha illallah, putting on the clothes of the daughters of Abu Abdullah to snatch them in search of earrings and other jewelry. Ya Malun, if you want to take the earrings, go ahead and ask. You would have been given them. Why do you have to rip the earrings off? La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. There are many things that happen, too many to describe. At this point at night, the lady Zainab is probably searching to gather, make sure all the children are there. They were all running in the desert. The night has come. She's checking one by one. Are all the daughters there? Are all the children there? Are all the women there? Some say, which is absolutely not far-fetched, the lady Zainab, when counting the girls, she finds that there are two that are missing. They go out in search of them. They find them hugging each other, and they've passed away. I don't know if it was because of the thirst or because of the beating. What does the campsite look like? Sallallahu alaykum. I don't know. Now that they've gotten some rest, the women have gotten some water, what is the mother of Ali and al-Asghar feeling like? I wish I could give you milk. What are the children feeling like when they brought them water? Did they actually drink it? Or did they say, we don't want water, we want our uncle back? Sallallahu alaykum. I don't know if on this night Zainab salamullahi alayha was able to go and find the body of her brother or not. They say tomorrow she did, but maybe tonight she was so exhausted taking care of the children, making sure they're all there, providing a shelter for them. We say, Ya Zainab, may Allah bless you. You need to prepare for more difficult times. You need to prepare for the moment that they want to put you all on bare camel backs. You have to be the one that puts the children one by one. You'll have to be the one that helps Zainul Abidin on the camel. But you will not receive any support. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas is not there. Ali al-Akbar is not there. You have to prepare for the scene that suddenly you will see the noble head of your brother Abu Abdullah al-Husayn before the mal'oon Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. You have to prepare for the stones that will be thrown at you when you're paraded in Sham. You have to be awaiting the moment that you'll be dealing with the daughters of Abu Abdullah in Sham. ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون.